Our goal as a human race is to create spiritual hierarchies patterned after the hierarchies governed by the Christ and beings higher. And it's interesting that Christ himself is far from the highest being in this universe by far. Ahead of him is the Ancient of Days, and he governs the seventh kingdom. There's seven kingdoms here upon the earth. The lowest one is the mineral, and then the vegetable, and then the animal and insect, and then the human is the fourth, and the fifth is the spiritual hierarchy led by the Christ, and he is graduated from the earth hierarchy into the Masters of Wisdom. And then the seventh is Shambhala, led by the Ancient of Days, who is the highest being on this planet, and his associates. And in between, we have the Nirmanikayas, and they compose the sixth, and it's a transitory kingdom where they interplay between Shambhala and the spiritual hierarchy, and they're like intermediaries.
Who are these guys again?
Nirmanikayas.
Okay.
Nirmanikayas.
How do you spell it?
It's a hard one. Oh.
So these guys are number six.
Right.
Okay.
And it's, you look at the colors, you look at the colors in the rainbow, and you look at indigo is like the Nirmanikayas. It's kind of hard to see. In other words, it's a blend between the other two colors. The indigo is kind of, and this is the way it is with the Nirmanikayas. They're in the process of graduating from the Masters of Wisdom to Shambhala, and they're like messengers that go in between the two kingdoms. And the Buddha is in the Nirmanikaya.
Did you say there were six of these guys?
No, it's the sixth kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah. We're the fourth kingdom, and the Masters of Wisdom is the fifth, and the Nirmanikayas is the sixth.
And the Masters of Wisdom, if I understand right, there's what? 52 of those guys, or
the number isn't given how many there are, but there are a lot of them. The ones we hear about are the ones that work directly with the human kingdom. But there's quite a few masters that work with the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the animals, and interplanetary stuff. But there's quite a few masters that work in other directions besides the humans. But the only ones we're told about are the ones that work directly with humans, yeah.
Are Nirmanikayas synonymous with Kumaras?
No, they aren't quite in that degree. The Kumaras are in the seventh kingdom, right. They're in Shambhala. But they're working their way up there, so to speak, yeah. Okay.
So JJ, in between lives, when we're in some sort of spiritual state, are we in, is there a different hierarchy, or is it all the same hierarchy? It sounds like the physical and spiritual hierarchies are basically interconnected. Planets, and then...
The Masters of Wisdom that are in physical bodies work with other people in physical bodies, mainly. And so they don't work so much with the people in the astral and mental spheres that are out of the body. But once people are out of the body, there's hierarchies develop in the next world. And there's hierarchies for everything there. In the next world, there's all kinds of things happening there, governed by hierarchies. There are people set aside for helping people cross over and adjust to death. People that had a violent death go to like little hospitals there, with hierarchies governing how to help those people recuperate and adjust to making the transition. And then there's all kinds of universities and libraries and places to study and learn and evolve. And these are governed by hierarchies, and all these hierarchies there are people out of the body, you know. And most of them are not masters. They're just people like you and me that in between lives, we want to do stuff just like we do here. So we organize there just like we organize here. So if you want to know what the next world is like, look at this world and extend. Say, what do people in their spare time create here? So what will they create there? The only difference is that you go to where your vibration is. Like Susan there has a nice vibration, sweet little gal. And so when she dies, she'll go among people like her. They're courteous and treat you good. And the people that are the robbers and thieves and rapists, they won't even be around her because they're on a different vibration. And so you go to where your particular vibration is. So everybody around Susan likes to organize things. She's creating this gathering she's got down there, and so she'd probably want to gather people there too, you know. So and she would have a lot easier time there because the people she's associating with there would be a lot like her, industrious and want to do things and want to cooperate. And so she'd be kind of thrilled to work with these people because they're a lot like her. On the other hand, we all know somebody in our lives that it's just really hard to get along with. Imagine this person dying and going to a place where everybody's just like him in vibration. Uncooperative, swears, cusses like crazy, is negative, criticizes everybody. He's criticized all the time. Nobody cooperates with him. And in his sphere, nothing seems to get done. And everybody's really frustrated that lives around him. And this is one of the hells. And he's living in one of these hells where everybody's criticizing, backbiting, gossiping. And nobody can get anything done. Nobody trusts anybody. But Susan's over here in this other sphere. Everybody's trusting everybody. Everybody knows the other guy's going to do his job. And Susan thinks, well, I don't know if I want to go back and incarnate or not. You know, because I'm having such a good time here. Everybody's so cooperative, and we're actually getting stuff done here. But after a while, Susan will think, well, it's getting a little too easy here. I really need a new challenge. So she hops back in another body and goes among the riffraff that's here again and tries to help him out some more.
So what principle, then, is the spiritual hierarchy based on?
It's based on the principle that of gathered intelligence, so to speak. That intelligence gathers to improve its situation. Intelligence gathers to improve its situation. This produces hierarchy, and it always happens. Okay, once you understand the principle of hierarchy, you'll understand how all the order in our world begins to just materialize out of the blue. Nobody has to come say, hey, let's make this happen. It will happen whether you say, let's make it happen or not, because there's going to be a hierarchy in every situation, where every group is. Right now, in this little group here, I'm the head cheese hierarchy guy. So everybody has to do exactly what I say, right? Now, I feel kind of sorry for you that this has happened to you guys. And me, but every group that you're in, you will have some form of hierarchy. Now, because you are all new, and we haven't organized, we have a really simple hierarchy, teacher, students, and that's it. Now, it is a change a little bit. Curtis is going to give a presentation. Sue's going to tell us, I almost forgot about that, but you're going to tell us about your little gathering, what's going on there. While she's up here, she is the hierarchy head, and so on. And Artie will be the hierarchy head tomorrow. Now, if, on the other hand, say something happened, there was a end of the world happened and we were all sealed in here, we would have to probably get together and organize somehow so that we could maybe work on surviving. So in that case, a natural hierarchy would begin to evolve here, and it may be a lot different than anyone would suspect it would wind up being. But we would have some people that would want to be leaders, other people who would want to be followers and helpers, and other people who would just run down the road screaming and we'd never hear from them again. So hierarchy is a natural evolutionary process, and it always happens, just like principles always exist and they always are at play somewhere. Hierarchy is always at play. Okay, what time is it? 6 o'clock.
7.
Or 7 o'clock.
After 7.
You want to take a short break now? Or wait a half hour?
Without the last sentence, that's what a situation.
We'll go another half hour.
Intelligence gathers to improve its situation.
No, let's take a break now. I think there's people.
Let's take a vote.
Okay, we'll take a short break, about 10 minutes.
Right. Is the last word situation? Intelligence gathers to improve its situation?
Right, intelligence gathers to organize, and in organizing the creation of hierarchy is a natural thing. It always happens. No matter how much you're against hierarchy, it's going to happen, whether you're for it or against it, it just will happen. Just like you may not like rain, but it's going to rain sooner or later. You know, there's just nothing you can do about it.
So how come it's not a leadership principle? Because basically what you're saying is somebody's going to grow up to be the leader. Somebody's going to take charge.
Well, the leadership principle applies within the hierarchy. It's a little bit different. Hierarchy happens because of the need, and then leadership happens within the hierarchy. Okay.
So, JJ, I don't know if there's any time.